Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time, Itamar Marcus, who is director of Palestinian Media Watch, comes to join us here at the broadcast table to explain the connection between the Palestinians and Adolf Hitler as they came together joining forces to kill Jewish people during World War II. The Palestinian media promotes Adolf Hitler as a hero of the Palestinian people. They believe that Allah, that's the Islamic God, that Allah raised up Hitler to kill 6 million Jews during World War II. By the way, the use of the swastika in recent days in the Gaza Strip is in fact evidence that this is the case and there is a connection between the Palestinians and Adolf Hitler and his Nazi regime, who was responsible for killing 6 million Jews back in the 40s. Itamar Marcus will come to the broadcast table and help us understand this better as he explains this connection in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Want to remind you that I have a prophecy bookstore. It's located on my website, prophecytoday.com. There we have many teaching materials that will assist you in your understanding of Bible prophecy. Now, today on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing, I brought Itamar Marcus to the broadcast table to assist us in understanding the connection between Adolf Hitler and the Palestinian people. I have a DVD documentary that will assist in that understanding. It's entitled Esau and the Palestinians. This tells us of the beginning of the Palestinian people, descendants all of Esau, dating back to Genesis chapter 25. We do most of our production on video in the location of Petra. Now, we'll relate to you that Petra was the headquarters for what would one day become the Palestinian people. They were the Edomites at that point in history. And Herod the Great was one of these descendants as well, along with Yasser Arafat. You'll be able to understand better the connection between the Palestinians and Adolf Hitler and the Holocaust in World War II if you'll get your copy of this DVD documentary. You can purchase it at my prophecy bookstore located on my website, prophecytoday.com. Itamar Marcus, he is the director of a team called Palestinian Media Watch. Their address on the internet, palwatch.org. I would suggest you bookmark that spot. Sign up for the newsletter that Itamar sends out, updates on what the Palestinian media is really saying, not to the world, but to their own people. And Itamar's service with his team is to let the rest of the world know what is actually going on. Let me ask you about what we saw last Friday when right there at the Israeli-Gaza border, the Palestinians and many of them gathered there to demonstrate. It's their so-called March of Return. They unfurled a swastika flag. Now, talk to me about the swastika flag. Why in the world would they do that at that site, and any significance to it at all?
The Palestinian Authority, because they promote murder of Jews, murder of Israelis, as not only something that Palestinians want in the name of Palestinian nationalism, but they also present it as something that Allah wants, something in Islamic destiny. Because of that, they have various times presented Hitler as having done something that was beneficial for humanity and, in fact, fulfilling Allah's wishes. It wasn't so many months ago when a religious leader on Palestinian television, giving the official Friday sermon, said exactly that. He talked about Allah having sent many leaders, many countries, to punish the Jews, said that Allah sent Nebuchadnezzar, who, of course, destroyed the first temple, and he said he then destroyed later on, he sent Titus, who destroyed the second temple, and throughout Europe he sent the Spanish, who expelled them. And then he said they even brought Hitler, and the Jews never learned from this. In other words, and this is just a few months ago, the end of 2018. So when the Palestinian Authority presents Hitler to its people as a messenger of Allah sent to punish the Jews, I'm not surprised that you have people who then will unfurl a Nazi flag and put it together with the Palestinian flag, because they see Hitler, at least some of them, as having done a service to humanity by exterminating six million Jews.
Well, how did this connection come together? Talk to me about it. What was it that brought Hamas and Hitler together? I know Hamas was not in existence at the time of Hitler, but there must have been some Palestinian entity that would bring them together.
Well, the leader of the Arab population in British Palestine at the time was a person named Haj Amin al-Husseini. He was the Mufti of Palestine, and he was very close to Hitler and very close to the Nazi Party. He had to run away from British Palestine. And he took refuge where? Where did he take refuge? He took refuge in Berlin during the war. He was responsible for setting up a Muslim SS company, a Muslim SS unit that went around massacring people. Yugoslavia sought his arrest after World War II as a war criminal. Now, Haj Amin al-Husseini is a leader of the Palestinians at the time, and he still today is promoted as a leader. And in fact, they've even named a school after him.
That is quite interesting, because of the fact that was not Yasser Arafat akin or somehow connected with the Haj Amin al-Husseini?
Yes, he's a relative as well, and that's probably why in the end he was appointed to his position that he received. And that ideology of Haj Amin al-Husseini trying to exterminate the Jews, and by the way, he was supportive of Hitler in that he was hoping for the extermination of all the Jews who existed in the land of Israel at the time. So that ideology has been ingrained from them into Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, and occasionally is expressed even on television. And it's no surprise that Palestinians see the Nazi symbol as a positive symbol.
As a positive symbol, indeed. Now, what about Hitler? Is he such a hero to not only the adults, but I understand even the children's programming sometime is aimed towards indoctrinating the children, the Palestinian children, that Hitler was a hero as well. Is that correct?
Well, we saw one shocking example of this when a Palestinian Authority-funded magazine named Zaytisuna came out once a month, and they published in there not only their own writings, but writings that children sent in. Well, one high school student sent in an essay that she wrote, and she described in the essay that she met four historical heroes and had a conversation with them. And she had three of them were Muslim leaders. The fourth hero who she met was Adolf Hitler, and she had a conversation with him in her dream. And she asked him, "Aren't you the one who killed the Jews?" And he said, "Yes, I would kill them so you would all know what a, I can't remember the precise word now, a terrible, corrupt people they were." And Hitler then wished the Palestinians the success in dealing with the Jews. And then he writes, she thanked him for his advice. This was in a children's magazine published by educators, published by some people who were part of the Palestinian Authority Ministry of Education. They were presenting as Hitler having done a service to humanity by having killed so many Jews. And that's a message we get from Palestinians. So we get the message of killing Jews as a service to humanity from Palestinian, especially religious leaders. And we occasionally also get the Hitler connection as well.
Well, that Hitler connection seems to be inciting continually when they bring it up, or with the sight of that swastika flag that was there at the Gaza-Israeli border to remind the people that Hitler's goal was to wipe out Jews all over the world. So I would imagine then Hamas and all the really radical Palestinians want to do that exact same thing.
Hamas actually has it in their charter, which they wrote in 1988. They have the following clause. the Islamic Resistance Movement, which means Hamas, is looking forward to implement Allah's promise, however long it may take. And then there's a verse from the Hadith. The Hadith is Islamic, part of Islamic law, which talks about the hour of resurrection, what coming until Muslims fight the Jews and kill them. Then it goes on to talk about the final Jews hiding behind rocks and trees, and eventually they'll be exterminated as well. Hamas put that in their charter. Hamas put in their charter they're looking forward to fulfill Allah's promise of the extermination of Jews. And that's why Hamas doesn't differentiate between man, woman, child, infant, because for them, in order to bring about the redemption of the world, they have to exterminate even the children, even the infants. And this is what we're dealing with in Hamas. And by the way, it's not just Hamas. We have heard numerous Palestinian Authority and Fatah leaders, religious figures, saying the same thing. In fact, the current Palestinian Authority Mufti, Ibrahim Hussein, said that on Palestinian television at a Fatah event, he quoted that source as well, the same source about the genocide of Jews. So, unfortunately, it's made its way into a large segment of Palestinian Authority ideology. That's why we're not surprised when Hitler comes across as a Palestinian hero.
In World War II, Hitler wanted to exterminate the Jews, a genocide of the entire Jewish world. Today, it's Hamas with the other very radical Palestinians who want to do the exact same thing. Well, I wanted our listeners to understand the connection between the swastika flag, Adolf Hitler, and the desire by Hamas to eliminate all Jews in this world, especially in the state of Israel. And I go to the man who stays on top of all of that as he monitors the Palestinian media, Itamar Marcus, and his team, Palestinian Media Watch. That's palwatch.org. That is their address on the internet. Why don't you bookmark it? Itamar, thank you so very much for helping us to understand this situation, keeping us abreast of what is really going on in the Palestinian media. We need to have you available when indeed there is something else we need to discuss. So appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks so much and have a good day.
Very important report from Itamar Marcus. You know, the Palestinians include Adolf Hitler as one of the great heroes of the Palestinian people. They do that along with Nebuchadnezzar, who led the Babylonians to destroy Solomon's temple in 586 BC. And then General Titus is another hero for the Palestinian people because he destroyed the Jewish temple as he led the Roman army to do that in 70 AD. Palestinian leaders and the Palestinian media says that Allah, that's the Islamic God, that Allah raised up Hitler during World War II to kill 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. The Palestinians, in fact, joined Hitler during the Holocaust and the killing of the Jews as well. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel foretold this scenario in Ezekiel chapter 35, verses 1 to 5. As you read the passage, the Mount Seir in this passage is the Palestinian people of today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I have a DVD documentary. It's entitled Esau and the Palestinians. This tells us of the beginning of the Palestinian people, descendants all of Esau, dating back to Genesis chapter 25. Petra was the headquarters for what would one day become the Palestinian people. They were the Edomites at that point in history. You'll be able to understand better the connection between the Palestinians and Adolf Hitler and the Holocaust in World War II if you'll get your copy of this DVD documentary. You can purchase it at my prophecy bookstore located on my website, prophecytoday.com. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. prophecy.